Collective Minds Radio.
Stand on your square, we on the earth, we about to earn it out. Tune in and turn it up to hear what we talking about, whether it's old or a new point. Call in with your viewpoint and add to our collective, a colorful perspective. The brothers, word to the mothers of the queens and the kings. We gon' get into some things, dig deep and going deeper, waking up the sleeper. Poopy been a peeper, yeah, your boy done found a keeper. See, we talking.
Like we walk in, collective mind.
It is what it is.
Peace. What up? What up, family? We are back in the building. This is Brother Kev, aka Cosmic Kev.
And this is Rigel.
Hotep Abarigani, and Assalamualaikum. This is Mufasa Rock.
And we are Collective Minds Radio, and we are back again, family, another week, hopefully to share constructive dialogue with the family. Collective Minds, we ain't all got to think alike, but we all have to think. So thanks for joining us, family. We here, you know, it's the end of June. I believe we are in Cancer season and whatnot, so shout out to all the Cancer. We just had a beautiful full moon the other day, so all is well. A lot's been going on. Hopefully everybody had a great week. You hear me? We got a few things to discuss. You know, it's been a lot going on this week. So, you know, we go chop it up with the fam. Make sure you hit us up. The number's 929-477-1697. And, you know, share your thoughts on anything discussed. Or if you have anything you want to bring up, please hit us up and let us know. You feel me? Before we get started, though, like always, Queen Rigel, how was your week? And do you have any announcements for us?
I had a great week. No major announcements. Just want to, no announcements. And I had a great week. Thank you. I'll pass the mic.
All right, yes indeed, yes indeed, my brother Mufasa Ra. How was your week, my brother, and do you have any announcements for us?
Yeah, I had a good week as well. Shout out to Devontae Davis for representing, dropping that cat, well on his way to being the next best thing behind Floyd Mayweather. So shout out to Devontae for his win.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. I second that. You know, for those that don't know, Javante Davis had a fight last night against Mario Barrios. You know, Javante Davis is a lightweight. He went up actually two weight classes to fight a guy who was bigger than him, taller than him, you know, longer reach and all that. And he went in and they stopped the fight in the 11th round. You know, he knocked him out twice in the 8th. You know, Javante Davis, he's an exciting fighter. He has the highest knockout rating. You know, all his fights have been knockouts except for one, I believe. So, yeah, this dude is the next, you know, is the best thing in boxing. And like you say, he's under the tutelage of our brother Floyd Mayweather. So they're doing big things. Also, shout out to Erickson Lubin, who was on the undercard. He was the co-main event on that fight. He actually knocked out this cat Rosario in the 6th round, I believe, of that fight. And, yeah, so it was a good night of boxing. You know, if you're a boxing fan or whatnot, even if you're not a fan, trust me, Javante Tank Davis will be on your radar. Because the dude is the most exciting fighter in boxing as we speak, you know. So shout out to them, shout out to the whole camp, and yeah, that's what it is. It was a great fight last night. Great fight. But yeah, family, we are here. What'd you say, my brother?
No, I just said yes, sir.
Yep. So yeah, family, we are here. And like I say, the big news this week, we can just go on hop into it. The big news this week is they had the sentencing for the cop that killed George Floyd. You know, the trial had happened, and we had discussed that on the show. The trial happened. We discussed that. He ended up getting convicted. So now, this week, Friday, they had the actual sentencing. And, you know, it came to mixed reviews, but we definitely go hear what Collective Minds have to say. And, you know, we also want to hear from the people that call in. But he was actually sentenced to 22 and a half years. You know, 22 years, 22 and a half. So, yeah, that's what we're going to discuss. And we're going to go to, you know, our Divine Feminine first, which is Ms. Rigel. How do you feel about the cop that killed George Floyd? We all saw the video. How do you feel about him getting 22 and a half year sentence in prison? And do you think that was enough?
That's nothing. I'm not impressed. I'm not impressed at all. I mean, I'm glad. I would rather see 22 and a half versus 10 or anything less, you know, but I'm just not impressed because of the type of crime that it was. You know, I think that it was the crime that he committed and the fashion in which he committed it was so brutal and so evil and heartless that I think he deserved more. You know, I don't think this was an accidental killing or murder at all. You know, it was calculated, and he chose to stay there for as long as he did and killed him. He was very heartless in the manner in which he did it. So therefore, I think he should get way more. I don't think he should ever get out. No parole, no anything. You know, if not even, I won't go as far as saying the death penalty, but I don't think he should ever get out. Unless maybe if they want to discuss potential, you know, probation or something like that after 20 years is up, you know, he will have to do some type of long, extensive rehab or counseling, those types of things, rehabilitation, things to correct his issues that he have. Because somebody like that out in the streets and the public of other people is subject to commit more crimes, or, you know, brutal crimes against people in just an evil, vindictive manner, you know. Because if he did the way that he did that, it just tells a lot about his character. You know, so I personally wouldn't feel safe while he's out, you know, in the public. I don't feel safe around a person that can kill someone that way. Because even if you, to choke someone to death, that you have to be so angry, you know. Wow. And that wasn't, it should not have been a personal thing. When he pulled Floyd over, it should not have been a personal thing. So he should not have. Who wants to harm someone to the degree of murder if it's nothing personal there? You know, that's just evil, evil. Is someone saying something to me?
No, I think we're getting some feedback. No, I think we was getting like some feedback or something. You can continue.
But yeah, so I don't feel safe with a person like him out on the streets. I know he's not the only, you know, cold-hearted person that roams, but when you catch him, I think you got to catch him and you have to do the right thing. You know, you don't let him just continue to be out. Like, I will say that I would much rather have him get 22 and a half years versus anything less. But I'm not impressed with 22 and a half years at all. And that's it.
Right, all right, all right. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. That was Queen Rigel. And now we go put it over on my brother Mufasa Ra. What did you think about the 22-year sentence of Derek Chauvin, the officer that killed Floyd Mayweather? And do you think, you know, justice has been served? Are you satisfied with the sentencing?
Yes, sir. Believe it or not, I'm actually satisfied. If y'all remember, you may not remember, that's what I was saying he was going to get. From the jump, he was going to get 20 or better.
Right.
So he got right. the better. He got 22 years. And when you compare that to what other cops have gotten for their crimes in the past, yeah. I mean, because some, you know, we've had cops that completely walked free and didn't do no time. So, yeah, 22 years, he earned that. I know other murderers who've killed people and they've gotten... That's about, you know, average 20-year sentence for committing murder. So I'm actually cool with it, you know. I'm actually cool with it. He deserves that. And if you go ahead, hopefully he do at least 85% of that time. And, you know, and other police officers will learn from this, you know. He let him be an example. You know, I'm actually in... happy at the fact that these police officers are now getting charged with things that are able to stick, where they get something, where they get some time, you know. So, yeah, I'm cool with it. I'll make it plain. I'm cool with the 22 years.
All right, all right. Yes, indeed. Yeah, now, as far as, you know, Brother Kev is concerned, you know, I'm the book that's never satisfied. You know, people be like, you can't never satisfy black people. I'm black people because I look at it like this. I look at it like this. When it comes to, because we know we have a two-tier justice system. When it comes to black people, we always get charged and sentenced in most cases to the full extent of the law. I mean, you have people in jail to this day for selling weed, for selling marijuana. There's people who have got longer sentences for selling a plant and been in jail longer than 22 years. Like, it's like, so when you compare it maybe to other officers who have gotten off, yeah, he's gotten, you know, he got the 22 years and he was actually convicted. That's a good thing. But when you look at the totality of society and how, you know, white criminals typically a lot of times get the benefit of the doubt or they get slaps on the wrist. They look out for each other. They get slaps on the wrist. You know, they get like the one dude, he was charged, he had committed a crime and he got charged with affluenza. The judge was like, he can't go to jail because he's too affluent or too rich or something. You know, it was another case where a white boy was he stole his parents' Benz to go do a drive-by, wanting to be a Crip or wanting to be in a gang. He stole his father's car, who I believe was a judge or something, you know, high up in society, stole his car to go do a drive-by, and this cat gets no time in jail. And had the shoe been on the other foot, of course, if it was a black person, yeah, you're going to get charged with attempted murder in a drive-by. So I just look at the totality of the justice system, you know, how there's a two-tier system, and you have black people in jail for less crimes than murder that get more time. You dig what I'm saying? So I'm not really feeling, I don't think it's no celebration, because at the end of the day, I don't believe he's going to do that 22 years. He may do 10, if that. Who knows what these people, they will move the goalposts, they will change something, they will let this man out 5 or 7 years on good behavior. Like, we just don't know because we're not in the loop like that. But if you pay attention, a lot of times they are on cold with each other, and the punishment that we get is different than a punishment they get. You know, they wink to each other on the side, but when it comes to us, oh no, these are just the rules. We got to just follow the rules. We did everything we did above the law, but then when it comes to them, they come up with some type of caveat or some reason where, you know, he could get let out early or something. Or, you know what I mean? So I'm just really not feeling it. I know there's a two-tier system. You know, we got to be aware of that and move accordingly. So when it comes to this, I'm not really impressed for real. Like, you know, it is what it is. You know, he got 22 years. That's good. He should do, you know, all of that. But I doubt it. You know, I don't think he's going to do the whole 22. You know, so it is what it is. I know they said he has, like, federal charges and stuff coming up. And I think he may appeal this particular decision. So we just don't know what's going to happen in the future. And these people play a dirty game, and they move the goalposts. They change the rules when it's convenient. So, we just got to look out for that. We might look up in 5 years, and they'd be like, oh, this happened, and he's out in 5 years, and they got a big coming home party for him. You know what I'm saying? So you just never know when you're in this type of system how things are going to be handled. But you do know that rarely are they handled fairly. You know, rarely are things equitable across the board. Rarely are white suspects and black suspects treated the same. It just is what it is based on the system we live in. And so just to wrap it up and make it plain, I'm not really that impressed with it. I mean, it is what it is, you know. So, yeah, I'm not really that impressed, but I digress. So, you feel me? Oh, and then also just real quick, because I don't know if y'all know, but there have been a lot of people. Remember when those people stormed the Capitol? A lot of those people are getting slaps on the wrist. You got people getting $500 fines and probation that stormed the Capitol. Like, are you serious? These people are getting fines and probation. So when it comes to each other, when I say each other, I mean the suspected white supremacists. When it comes to them, they know how, again, to give them the benefit of the doubt. They know how to give slaps on the wrist. These people basically try to overthrow the government, and you're giving them probation and $500 fines? Like, are you serious? And so we know if, again, the shoes on the other fit, how shoes on the other foot, we know how things would possibly play out, more than likely. So, I just wanted to put that out there. We're not aware of all these instances, but we best believe that there are a lot of cases where these people are literally getting away with murder, and we just don't know about it. But, you know, I digress again. So y'all can respond, or, you know, we can hit another topic.
Now, my only quick question is to y'all. Now, the maximum was 30. Would y'all have been satisfied if he would have got the 30 years?
The 30 would have been better. I mean, I think he should get the max. You know,
But would y'all have even been satisfied with 30?
I wouldn't have. I can tell you that right now, because I told you what I think. I would not have been satisfied with it. That's the max. I mean, yeah, the max at 30 is better than 22 and a half, but no, I wouldn't have been satisfied with it for the same reason that I said earlier. I think the type of crime and that he did, I think he should. I mean,
right.
I know he was convicted on, what murder charge was he convicted on?
Second degree.
I want to say second degree.
Okay. Yeah. I know he was convicted on that because it was the easiest thing to prove, but that doesn't mean that he didn't do first degree. So that's just they just took that stance, but legally, you know, for legal purposes to get him something, like you pointed out before, Mufasa, in the past on how they charging with things that is hard for them to prove and hard to stick. So, yeah, okay, they took that approach just to make some stick, but, you know, so, no, I would not have been satisfied with 30 years because I think his crime was, I think his crime was heartless and brutal. I think he should have got way more than 30 years. I don't think he should ever get out. I don't think he should ever get out.
You feel like he should have got life.
Yeah, without the possibility of parole.
Right, right. Yeah, and I'm kind of leaning towards Queen Roger Way because I really can't answer that. I mean, I think he should have got the max, you know, because, again, like she said, the way in which this crime was committed, and literally you have people, you have the victim saying he can't breathe, pleading for his life. You have witnesses there. And the court brought this up. There were even children out there. And you're literally killing a man while these people are telling you, hey, get up off them. They're yelling at you. People are pleading. Please, just get up off. And you still are that evil where you just land on this man's neck like this.
You don't even care.
And so,
you don't care.
Yeah,
look,
you don't
he didn't even care if they were right or wrong. He didn't even care. Even if he could I didn't know that I was choking him or whatever. He didn't even care enough to find out. It wouldn't have took nothing or hurt nothing to just make a slight adjustment where he wasn't choking this man and just laying on his neck. It didn't take nothing for him to do that. He still would have been an officer.
Right.
He still the crowd still would have been standing where they were standing. They still would have arrested him. All those things could have still went down. He didn't. That's what I'm saying. He did not care. He didn't care if he died.
Right.
And the fact, so that's why I say that type of personality, those are the personalities that we need to try to get rid of in the communities. Because those are the personalities that heartlessly kill and murder and take and steal. Those are the types of personalities that shouldn't want around because that's evil. You know, I know his mom sat up there and said she loved him, but shoot, in most cases, the apple don't fall from the tree. She probably would have done the same thing if she was in his shoes. So they probably had the same heart. So I don't care. I'm not impressed with his mom talking about how good of a person he is and all that. He didn't display that day. You know, I'm sure there were some people that loved Jeffrey Dahmer, too. I'm sure he probably helped somebody in his time, in his life, Jeffrey Dahmer, before he got to slicing and eating up humans. So somebody probably liked him as well. So it doesn't matter to me that his mom came up there and said all these things about him. That doesn't mean that he didn't commit this crime.
Again, exactly. And that's the other thing. You know, I don't know, you know, how if people follow murder cases and whatnot, but how often during sentences do they let the mother speak on behalf of a convicted killer? Does that happen often? Like if you have a...
That happens a lot?
Where they let... Are you sure, bro? Can you... Where a black man has been convicted of murder and his mom is allowed to get on the stand and plead, it could happen. But
yeah,
I thought that was interesting that she was even. I'm sorry, go ahead, brother.
No, I just said they let family speak.
Okay. Now I do know they let the family of the victim speak. Like they did in certain cases where they elect the family of the victim, but I'm talking about someone being charged and they're going to let his mom come on the stand to plead that he should get a lesser sentence. I'm not sure that happens often, but that was just one of the things that kind of struck me as odd. But I do know, like, if there's a victim, I know the victim's family can speak and say, you know, and give their piece at the end. But for her to be able allowed on the stand, I thought that was quite interesting. But again, you know, they change rules and they bend the rules when it's convenient, in my opinion. So, you know, I digress, family. But We are here. This is Collective Minds Radio. We got Brother Mufasa and Queen Rigel. Anything y'all want to put on the table? There was, you know, one other thing that I wanted to bring up, but I'm going to give y'all the opportunity to, you know, if y'all wanted to put something out there.
No, go ahead, Brother K.
Yeah.
No, I was just going to say, if y'all heard about the building that collapsed down in Miami.
Oh, yeah.
You
yeah,
know,
I
where
did.
They say it's 150-some people still missing. I think they identified, five or six victims, something like that. But I just thought that story was interesting because they were saying, and I believe that they had signs of this building, you know, deteriorating for the longest. You know what I'm saying? But they allowed it to just to go on, and then all of a sudden the building collapsed. You know what I'm saying? So that was the story that happened that had a lot of news. Yeah. That was big news, but I don't know, man. That was just crazy that they allowed that building to do that. So, you know, the people who own that condo or the contractors, whoever, they're going to have a major lawsuit on their hands. And, you know, it's unfortunate that those people had to go out like that, basically when something could have been avoided. You feel what I'm saying? Had they kept up the maintenance from what they're reporting. But, yeah, I thought that was an interesting story and, you know, condolences to those people, you know, and their families and whatnot.
Yeah, I thought that was crazy, too, how they ignored that, the deterioration of the building.
Right. Yep. So,
I guess I would.
Yep.
I will go ahead and add one thing to the conversation, which is, you know, I spoke with y'all about this last week, but I'm going to let the family, the callers know, too, that I witnessed with my own eyes UFOs last week. And I shared my footage, my video, and my pictures with Queen Rigel and a few other people. So I'm curious to know, you know, how do y'all feel about UFOs? Are you a believer as of yet? Because a lot of things have been coming out. The government is admitting that they exist, and I seen them with my own two eyes. So I am officially a believer.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm with you. You know, I am a believer. You know, because I deal with metaphysics. And I deal with the physical world. And from my understanding, I believe, you know, we're coming into a time to where, not to get too deep, where the earth is transitioning, where we're moving to where we're seeing things that have never been seen before. Because there's a thin line between the world and the spirit world. And sometimes those worlds may overlap. You see what I'm saying? You may see things and they may, you know, jump different dimensions. So I definitely believe in, I don't want to say aliens, but I believe in unidentified things that we can't identify. I believe in there's different technologies, there's different beings that may go in and out of, you know, the physical world that we can see. Now, I will say this. I think some of the aircrafts or physical crafts, a lot of those may be government, you know, and I don't want to confuse that with an actual spiritual craft, you know, that may come into view for some people, you know, like Elijah Muhammad speak about the wheel and whatnot. I don't want to get that confused with some type of military technology that they may have or be experimenting in and they just fly it around and nobody knows what it is. You know, I think those are two separate things. But I definitely believe that, you know, in other beings and other things that may come from the spiritual world and may reveal themselves to certain people who, you know, who have the eye or who have, you know, different different forms of knowledge to receive that type of information or sighting. You know what I'm saying? So, no, I'm definitely, you know, I'm right there with you, brother. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I believe in other beings that may show themselves to people. So, yeah, that's where Brother Kev at. Queen Rigel, what you think?
Well, I feel like this, and kind of, I guess just to kind of piggyback off of what you, something you said, you know, because if we realize this, some people may not, but if you just realize and recognize that we're all in outer space, you know, we're all in outer space, and we're orbiting.
Right.
So, like you were saying, Brother Kev, we're not where we were, you know, in the past. Time moves. We're in
right.
orbit. So we're constantly
right.
moving. So no telling where we are. We can, you know, really get a view of everything. We'll be amazed, you know. So where we are is no telling. And so with, I'm saying all that to basically say, if you can't even sum it up just by that statement, is, yeah, I'm not surprised at all. I don't believe or disbelieve. I'm open because I know that it's much more to everything than physical. I recognize
right.
that we have a spiritual body and an energy body. So I realize that and I recognize that and I've experienced things on the spiritual level. So I will not be knocked off my feet if someone brought a UFO or so-called alien or whatever you want to call it. I'm not going to be blown or knocked off my feet, you know, about it, you know, because this is our experience of life is a lot of times, unfortunately, most people just experience life through the physical presence. But if you get to experience life from a spiritual perspective, you can't help but not, you know, well, you won't disqualify what Mufasa said he saw. You know, in the picture and the video that I saw, you know, it's like, hey, it is what it is. It don't look to me, when I saw it, it don't look like a regular aircraft, you know, definitely not like the typical cross-shaped plane, you know, and then the way that it moved, it wasn't, you know, standard as far as how it moved. It just didn't go straight, you know, it went back and sideways, things like that. So,
right,
you know,
right. Yeah.
It is.
Yeah, and I'm a kid. Yeah, I bear witness because I've seen some things, you know, in the wee hours of the night, 3, 4 in the morning. I've seen some things that were unidentified and that were moving in a strange manner, not like your typical airplane, not like your typical shooting star, anything like that. It was just moving. You know, sporadically. So I've actually seen some things myself. So yeah, I don't discount anyone's. What's that?
I just have something similar to like a joystick. It just goes sideways wherever
right,
you want to go.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm not. I'm on board. So I don't. You know, I don't play around. If people say they seen things, I take that seriously and believe that, yes, it could be, it was something unidentified, and it could have been something from another realm, another world, have you. So, yeah, all that is in the realm of possibility, you know,
right,
for
totally.
For cosmic
and then
kids,
I would say this,
you know.
whether what Mufasa saw was real or not, even if they were drones, my opinion still don't change. It just means that, okay, maybe didn't capture, if that was the case, if it was to turn out to be that, because I know he said some people seen and they just automatically like, oh, those are drones. It's so automatically,
right,
you know.
Right.
So it's like, well, even if it was to turn out to be that, what I said still stands.
Right. So. Yes, sir.
Hey, I do want to add this. And did I give one of y'all, matter of fact, I know I gave it to Brother Kev.
You didn't give it to me.
Arkansas newspaper.
Yes, indeed.
Did I give you,
you
one,
did.
Too, Roger? The final call
you didn't
had
give it to me, and I
Elijah Muhammad
one on. Out your for you. I said, no, you didn't, but I almost took one on my own out your car yesterday.
Was it the one that said battle in the sky?
Right.
You know
what?
I didn't read
that's
it. That's why I didn't take it. I just they were back there, and I wanted to take one, and I didn't.
Okay, this on the cover. I got you covered. I'm going to give you one. But I know I gave Brother Kev one on the cover a couple weeks ago. It was the final car had put out a paper card saying Battle in the Sky, talking about UFOs. But if you got that picture by you, Brother Kev, when you get a chance, look at the cover, and you'll see a picture where it's like a group of these objects, these bright objects in the sky. When you look at that picture, that is what I saw.
Gotcha.
So I just wanted to let you know that you actually got a picture of what I saw. And when we get together, I'll show you the video and everything that I shot.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's crazy.
Cool. Yeah, it's crazy.
Funny,
but
it's funny
again.
That I gave Brother Kev that I gave him that final call that day, and it was later on that day that I had that experience.
Yep, that is true. So, you know, with the government confirming these things, and we know how the government play. So they may or may not, they could be up to some tricks. You know, they have opportunity.
Yeah. All the time. And I know for me, it's like, I know what they've been talking about on CNN, TMZ, these types of platforms like that, you know, so. It was like something is definitely going on, like you were saying, Brother Kevin, you know, with the government. You just never know.
Yeah, something's going on.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely. So, yeah, I would just go warn the family, you know, just be careful, be on the lookout. These days have been predicted by a lot of people as far as the sightings. And, you know, just don't be surprised if one day you turn on CNN and they're like, oh, we have – the aliens are here, and they do all this thing. Now, I'm going to be a little skeptical of that because I know how the media and the government uses certain agendas to manipulate the people. But that still doesn't, you know, discount how I feel about, you know, these different aircrafts or whatnot. You know, I still think they are real, but I would just be a little skeptical of, like I say, the mainstream news and the government reported on
how
things like that. Exactly.
Yeah,
how they
present it.
Exactly. So, but again, like I say, we are moving into times where things are going to be, like Roger said, the Earth is moving into different parts of the galaxy, of the universe. We're constantly moving. So it's never stay the same. So we're going to start seeing things that we haven't seen in the past, you know, and that's just what it is. Now, also, look, y'all, speaking of the Nation of Islam, and we'll do this real quick.
Go
ahead, my brother.
Brother K, I'm sorry.
Yes,
I just wanted to start because you're going to shift directions. Before you do, I meant to share with y'all also that this is, in alignment with the whole space thing. I don't know if y'all got stock in Virgin Galactic, but I just wanted to let y'all know that Friday that mother starts shooting through the roof because they got their approval to start flying commercial flights to space. So that's going to be big. At some point, going to be big, y'all. So
I agree.
With y'all too.
Yeah, appreciate that, brother. Appreciate that. I do agree. And I did have some space stock, Virgis Galactics. If you look at the ticker symbol, is SPCE, I believe. But I held that last year for a long time, and that stock performed well. But then they had some difficulties, and it kind of went down. But, yes, the brother's right. That stock has been going back up. They are planning to do commercial flights up to space. They'll fly up to the orbit of the Earth and kind of fly around and have you experience zero gravity and whatnot. So those plans are big. You know, I listened to a few of the earnings calls where they was talking about, you know, like a lot of people have already bought tickets. You know, they've got tickets sold and things like that. So, yeah, Virgin Galactic, space.
They're selling tickets to go out of space.
So we are here. We are in the future right now. They are selling tickets to go out of space. And like the brother said, their stock did skyrocket last week on Friday, and I suspect that it'll probably continue to go up as they move towards commercial flights to space. So, yep, that's right and exact, my brother.
You got
a ticket
to go?
No, I'm gonna let it play out for a minute. I'm not against it totally. I'm gonna keep it real, but I'm gonna let it. They're gonna have to do a lot of flights and be in motion for a few years before I go up there. You know what I'm saying? But I'm not totally against it. I'm gonna be honest. I'm not totally against it. But one last thing, y'all. This is Collective Minds Radio. We are here, and we gonna get to the call lines here in one second. But I did want to put this out here real quick. Speaking of the Nation of Islam, and as we were speaking earlier, our brother Wesley Muhammad, I happened to catch a lecture he did on Michael Jackson, right? It was deep. The name of this lecture was called How to Kill a God. Say that one more time. The name of this lecture by brother Wesley Muhammad, and he's a magnificent researcher. He did a lecture on Michael Jackson called How to Kill a God. And if you go to the brother's page, he did the lecture sitting in a cafe, you know, with an audience and somebody interviewing him, where he broke down all the information that he has researched on the death of Michael Jackson. And when I tell y'all, this brother lays it out cold on how there was a conspiracy. First off, a conspiracy to make Michael Jackson a pedophile, a conspiracy to make him gay, and also a conspiracy to kill him, right? And this is not, you know, speculation, because he comes with the names, he comes with receipts, you know, documented evidence, court cases, conversations, meetings, parties, like all these things. This brother has done his research on this because, you know, I believe when was that? Michael Jackson died in, what, 2009, I believe. But anyway, he breaks down this information, and he's saying that, you know, according to his research, that the quote-unquote gay mafia and some Hollywood elites had Michael Jackson killed. There was monetary gains for his death, you know, by other people. He named a group AIG, who was in charge of that quote-unquote This Is It tour, who was their big conglomerate, entertainment conglomerate or whatnot. But if you get a chance, y'all, go to his YouTube page and check that out. Like I say, the brother lays out the information. He goes in on the history of how he names names. He did a very thorough job of making a case for why they killed Michael Jackson. And also implicated in that was your girl, Oprah Winfrey. Because remember, her stock went down when she gave the accusers who accused Michael Jackson of molestation. By the way, when they were younger, they said that he never touched them. But all of a sudden, when they got older, they want to make a case and try to get some money. She gave them a platform by interviewing them about the, I think, the Leaving Neverland documentary. And come to find out, David Geffen, who is gay and Jewish, by the way, but he is a powerful person in the entertainment music industry. David Geffen, this is one of Oprah's buddies. And they used Oprah to not only assassinate Michael Jackson's character, but they used Oprah to assassinate his character after he died. Like, all this stuff in these documentaries came out after Michael's death, where he was not here to defend himself. You know what I'm saying? But, again, the information was interesting. I really enjoyed, you know, that brother's research and how he took the time to connect all the dots, you know. So, family, if you get a chance, check that out on Brother Wesley Muhammad's page. It's called How to Kill a God. And I digress, so I just wanted to put that out there for the family.
Okay. All right. Sounds interesting. Sounds real interesting. I'll try to check that out. Y'all ready to get to the call lines?
Yes, indeed. Let's get it.
Area code 314-381. Caller, you're on with Collective Minds Radio. You have a question or do you have a comment? And how are you?
Yeah, I met somebody who went to school with you in the sixth grade. You think she's something now. You should have seen her then. Shame.
Oh, yeah, who is that?
Who was that?
Mm-hmm. Hey, I can't think of his name.
Really? You're not going to say who it is?
Well, I don't know if they want to be revealed on the public like that.
Okay,
but you should
fine.
Know.
No, I don't. I really
but
don't.
But anyway, interesting conversation.
Yes, sir.
And actually, Mr. Chauvin, what he should have done is left George Floyd alone. Because he would have killed himself with the drugs and stuff and everything else he's been doing. I mean, that's
just
face. And, yes, there's...
Well, he didn't leave him alone, so George didn't kill himself. He killed him.
Well, yeah, you're right. But, yeah, I mean, you can throw blame in a lot of places. If George Floyd had got the time that he should have had for the crimes he did before that date there, he probably would have still been in jail alive, never would have admitted his death.
Mm.
All those things can be taken into effect.
And if my mother had married a tall man, I would have been taller than what I am. There's a lot of ifs.
Well,
we can go out there.
It's a possibility, but marrying a tall man is not committing a crime. After all, he had 6 burglaries, 3 car thefts, multiple illegal trespasses, cocaine and alcohol conviction, 2 violent home invasions, 3 armed robberies, dealing fentanyl and meth, beating 4 victims senseless, and being arrested 23 times since 1998.
Did you do this research on Chauvin?
Oh, man.
Huh?
Did you do any research on Chauvin?
No, I didn't do any research. I didn't do this research neither. This is what was on one newspaper. Well, this was early on, too. But I knew
about the
one about the home invasion. Well, see, but the thing is, Chauvin wasn't convicted. And look what's going on now in that area. You had an article about a young black woman who was calling the police to cause a domestic violence right there at 38th in Chicago. And I think I mentioned this before. But the dispatcher, and, you know, we talk about how you're supposed to do what the dispatcher tell you to do, like in Trayvon Martin. The dispatcher told her to walk down three blocks to 35th Street and meet the police there because they don't come up in that area no more because it's dangerous and with the climate. People don't want to comply. So, you know, everything has a cause, unfortunately.
Right, right, right. Yeah. That is true. Now, this is why, because the caller just made me think about something. Right on, caller. Appreciate it. But he did make me, he made me think about something because this is why I don't like the hashtags and, you know, when these shootings happen, we want to make it about that one person, right? Because we know George Floyd or Brother Floyd had some issues or whatnot, you know what I'm saying, with drugs or whatnot, according to what they're reporting. But that still had nothing to do with how he was murdered. So we should keep the focus on the system itself, not the hashtag, not the particular person, even though we want to, you know, remember these people and seek justice for them. It's really not about them. It's about the entire system collapsing and coming down because police brutality is just one part of that system. You see what I'm
what
saying? And
the
then
case?
When you be, and what they're
what about
doing
the
is,
case in Arkansas?
One more thing real quick, because what they did is, and I'm not saying I'm totally against this, but they want to make a statue. I don't know if it's been resurrected now, but they want to make a statue of George Floyd. Right, I don't know if I necessarily agree with that. This is what I'm saying, that they may have one already. And I don't know if I necessarily agree with that based on the lifestyle that he was living. Of course I'm not saying he deserved to die, but are we making this man a hero because he got murdered by this cop? I don't know if that's correct. You know what I'm saying? Based
on
the lifestyle he was living.
In Minneapolis,
right,
they had
so
a holiday in the schools.
Right. So I'm not with that because I think it takes away from the entire mission, which is race soldiers, dirty cops, you know, the system of white supremacy. That takes the focus off that if we're
well,
going
to. Well, let
me
ask you another question.
Holding up
in Arkansas, you had a case where two black males broke into this black female's home, and they were looking for drugs and money, just like George Floyd when they broke in. It was him and four others went into this white woman's house who was pregnant. These two black males, and the woman says she didn't have no drugs or money, they get her two young boys by toddlers, and they decapitated both of them heads off in front of her. Now, what should they sentence be? Should it be death, 10 years, 5 years with probation? What should they sentence be?
I mean, I don't have all the particulars of the case, you know?
So. I mean, it's basically that's what happened. See, if it was somebody white, you wouldn't need all the particulars. But it's done. I may mention it was black against a black woman and her two sons, where they decapitated the kids right in front of her.
They should be punished, right? But that's not
what kind of punishment.
Should
they be put to
if
death?
If they're found guilty, well, I'm not with the death penalty, but I think if they're found guilty, because I'm
well,
not with the death
you long
penalty.
Time.
I didn't mention the death penalty for
Chauvin. Roger, what do you think? Should they be put to death? They get 10 years, 5 years for probation, what? They stole a
now
car,
you
too.
You said that they just cut, they decapitated
they
someone.
Cut the boys' heads off right in front of the mother. Two young boys, about 3 years old, somewhere around.
Yeah, that sounds horrible.
Yeah, that's gruesome. Like I said before, when it comes to that type of energy and that type of spirit where you can just do heartless crimes like that, I don't think people should be in society.
Should they be get put to death? 20 years, 10 years, 5 years for probation?
Well, that's why I pull back even when talking about Chauvin as far as the death penalty. I'm on a fence with that. I don't necessarily agree with capital punishment. So I don't know if I would say death at this point, but I definitely would say I don't think they should get out. I don't think they should be within society without some type of rigorous type of rehabilitation or something like that. So I believe in second chances, so that's why I'm not always for, like, the death penalty.
What about you, Mustafa?
Put them to death. Put them to death. Get rid of them. Get them out of here.
I think they should be put to death in a public view. Make a public spectacle out of it.
Yep.
That's what Iran do among the country.
That is send a message to the rest of the community.
There's a picture in Iran where two men are hanging because they was on the down low and married.
Oh.
Muslim country. See, that's what I say. There's a lot of bias in these decisions. Black want whites to be put in hell, fire, and brimstone. But when blacks do a similar, worse, or even more hideous crime, well, it's always this pausation. And, well, I don't know. But anyway,
yes, indeed. Appreciate it, caller. But I explained that earlier. I think everybody should be punished equally. You know what I'm saying? If you do the crime and you're convicted, you should be punished like everybody else. It shouldn't be slap on the wrist for some groups and full extent of the law for other groups. No. If you're going to murder a person in cold blood, yes, you should be charged to the full extent of the law. That, I mean, that's white or black. That's not what I'm saying. So people try to put out this narrative like black people be protecting criminals and we don't want criminals to be charged and what. No, that's not it. Black people don't mess with criminals just like any other group. Like, we don't like criminals either. You know what I'm saying? So, no, we're not protecting criminals. But the thing is, when you try to paint the entire black race as the criminal class and we get, charged to the full extent, but then you give white people the benefit of the doubt, that's not right. You know what I'm saying? That's clearly not right. So that's all I'm saying. Let's just make it fair. If people murder, they should be given life sentences in some case. You know what I'm saying? In a lot of cases. If it's not self-defense or whatnot. So, no, we not going to play that game where people think black people are trying to protect criminals and whatnot. No.
That's not the case.
That's not the case at all. Like, don't even try to go there. You know? So if you believe in a death penalty, give the death penalty out equally. But, see, I don't believe in a death penalty because it could be too many false conviction. You want to make sure you have the right person and people. And I do believe in redemption, you know, where people may rehabilitate themselves. If we had a real system that offered rehabilitation instead of making better criminals, then you would need the death penalty. You know, so, but that's just my opinion. You know what I mean? I digress. Brother Kev, digress.
Okay, we can get to another caller. Here we go, 314-616. Caller, you're on with Collective Minds Radio. Do you have a question or do you have a comment?
Hey, how's it going? I didn't listen in at the top of the show. What was the discussion about?
We started off with the Derek Chauvin thing. Now, he got 22 and a half years. I'd be interested to know, what do you think about that sentence? Do you think it was fair? Do you think justice was served? What do you think about him getting 22 and a half years?
I look at it like this, you know, the system will give you tokens every now and again. You know, they gave y'all Juneteenth and they gave you this 22-year sentence, which you can appeal. With him being a cop, he won't be in any trouble. You know, he'll be in isolation. But me personally, and I think I might have said it on the show before, I don't think George Floyd ever died. I think that what you thought you saw may not have actually happened. It's just too many loopholes in the story. I mean, I didn't look at the video, but based upon the person that they captured in the image of the camera that was putting the knee on the neck, didn't like the person they arrested. The people that were around Derek Chauvin didn't get charged. Once the paramedics came to the scene, they didn't attempt to resuscitate him. He had a closed casket.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he had a death during Gemini season in the Twin City, and his nickname was Twin. So it's just too many things that just really make me question that this might have been a messianic ritual, so to speak. So, you know, I don't know if he actually died. I don't know if what you thought you saw, you know, was just crisis actors. I don't know. But, you know, even with the so-called conviction, you know, 22 years, I say he can appeal that, just like the other white lady that killed the black dude, the cop.
And Dallas,
I think that she's
right.
up on the appeal. Yeah, she's up on the appeal. So, you know,
right.
you before you start celebrating, you got to think about, you know, how your cousin and uncles and all them are doing crazy baseball numbers for
right.
possession of narcotics. Didn't kill anybody.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So if that makes you happy, hey, go ahead and celebrate it.
Right.
So that's pretty
exactly.
much my look on it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Appreciate that, caller. Yeah, that's kind of what I was saying. It's like, man, we have people doing way more time for less, for not even killing somebody. And the manner in which he did is like, nah, this dude, like, come on. And, again, he can't appeal. It's not over until this cat is in jail really suffering. Like, he should really spend his last days in jail, in my opinion. You know what I'm saying? So, but.
And you heard, I mean, this is why collective minds is collective minds. We ain't all got to think alike. Clearly, the caller is called. Some people probably ain't even thought about. But
right.
we get to another call. Very cool.
Let's get it. Let's
call you on with Collective Minds Radio. You have a question or a comment.
Hey, did you guys hear about the new law that's about to come effect here in Iowa as of July 1st?
No, what is it?
I'm going to tell you what, the new law that they're about to put in place is going to drop crime, but it's going to raise gun cons. Because if you can buy, up in here in Iowa, if you can buy a gun, you can carry it without paper. It's going to be like the Wild West up here. You don't know who's going to be armed. And as soon as you think you're going to take advantage of someone, you might get shot.
Yeah,
so,
buddy.
They no longer have to go down and pay for the carry conceal. So it's basically
right.
open carry. If you can buy it, you can carry it. Conceals are earned.
Right.
But
yeah, that's interesting. Now, Carl, are you a gun advocate? You know what I mean? Or do you support the law that they just made?
Hey, yeah. If you're allowed to have it, then you can have it. Then shoot. Why not have it?
Right.
I mean, if you still have that right, then you should go practice that right.
Gotcha.
But I think it's gonna knock crime down.
you think crime is gonna go down because of that bill?
Oh yeah.
Because
you don't know
okay.
who's gonna have a gun or not. So if you think you're gonna rob somebody or beat up somebody, you might get a gun pulled on you, and you might
right.
get shot, and they'll get away with it. Because Iowa does that at the underground. So.
Gotcha. All right.
Then he may only got 22 and a half years, but y'all forget getting, he might get some more time added on that after they get down to that federal case.
Yeah, I had mentioned that briefly, but we still don't know where that's going to go, so.
Yeah, he's getting charged federally for doing the same thing to a minor who the parent called for help for a mentally ill child. So, and
right.
But then
we'll see.
So, but yeah, that's all I really got to add.
All right, appreciate you, Carla. Appreciate it. Appreciate it. Yeah. So,
sounds like a big mess, and I was just sounds like a big old nasty soup or something with all kind of mixed up stuff in. Ain't no telling what's gonna come out of that law passing.
Yeah, people gonna be
like
able
this.
To.
Yeah.
Yeah, people gonna be able to just carry their guns and do.
Listen, y'all talk about the Derek Chauvin case, and to me, I just feel like I think he deserved way more time than he got. But just hopefully that they don't get him no time serving, no
right.
good behavior stuff, make him serve all his time. Because I mean, I just feel like
right.
Back in the day, you remember, then they had eye for eye, tooth for tooth. They didn't want that to go back because. I just feel I think one of the hosts was saying that they don't believe in they believe in second chances. I do too, because everybody make mistakes, but
right.
It's a difference between a mistake and a try to. Remember, you learned that as a kid. You know what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
You try to do that. You know that. So when you cut somebody's head off, that ain't no mistake, baby.
Yeah.
That I mean,
yeah,
whatever
right, right, right.
comes to you, you need to get. You know what I mean? And if it's you know, like them putting them to death or whatever, then that's what you chose. Basically, you chose that
right.
when you hurt them kids like that. Them kids ain't have nothing to do with nothing. Even if the mom did have whatever she had, them kids ain't have nothing to do with nothing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's sad, man. You know, but I agree with one of the callers was like, yeah, ain't no time to celebrate now because it is appeals out there, and we just gotta hope
right.
and pray that things change. This is a turning point, and maybe things will change. You know,
mm-hmm.
and so we gotta hope
yes,
and pray,
indeed.
And we gotta definitely stand our ground. We can't back down. That's the key. And we got to start
right.
standing together and staying our ground, period. You know?
Right, right. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Appreciate
and
you,
And I think
Carla.
You, I don't know who, one of the other things, one of y'all was saying about the statue. Yeah, they got a statue. The
yeah.
statue, they already did it. It's up in, it was up in New York, and then they supposed to be taken to Washington.
To Washington.
But
yeah,
no,
see,
they already
I'm
had
saying.
It.
Like, yeah, I'm not sure
I just don't
agree with that.
Yeah, I put it like this here. I agree with you saying because then that's basically saying all this stuff be doing. But I mean, he didn't deserve. I'm not gonna never say the
exactly.
man deserved
no,
the way he did.
Absolutely
I don't
not.
Think he did.
Yeah,
nobody deserves
not.
That. Nobody. I don't care what color you is. Nobody deserves
exactly.
that. But
exactly.
you still don't make nobody look like diamonds when they ass ain't even a ruby. You feel me?
Right.
That's
right.
That's all I'm
right,
saying.
Right. He had it. Exactly. That's
what all
I'm
saying.
Because, right, and I'm saying that too. Right on, Carl. Appreciate it. And that's what I was saying about the statue. See, I didn't know it was already up, but we got to look at it. George Floyd, he had his share of issues from what they're reporting. So I don't think necessarily because he was killed by this race soldier. That he should be a hero in our society when we have people out here doing excellent things, people who are on code, you know, people who are really looking out for the community, who should be heroes or should have statues made of them. But again, this is when you let other people control your narrative and they can come in and tell you who your hero is, right? They're telling us we're going to George Floyd is your hero. You know, a man who had drug issues, and not to disparage the brother at all. You know, we know the brother didn't deserve to be murdered like that, but he had his share of issues again. And that's not the person we want our kids to look up to. We don't want our kids to look up to George Floyd. We want them to remember George Floyd, you know, and remember how he was murdered and take necessary steps to try to change the system or make it better. You know what I'm saying? So it's not necessarily about George Floyd, in my opinion, but they make it about these each individual cases. So now we just waiting on the next hashtag. We just waiting on the next George Floyd. We just waiting on the next Breonna Taylor. We just waiting on the next Sandra Bland. So we just hashtag, but we never focus and connect the dots and focus on the system itself. You see what I'm saying? So, no, I'm not with the statue, per se, of the brother. You know, that's just my opinion. I'm not with that. I don't think that sends the right message to the community. You know what I'm saying? But I digress.
Yeah, stop making these rubies look like diamonds.
Right.
He ain't even a
right. You feel me? I mean,
ain't even
but,
a ruby.
I mean, that. Yeah, I get the analogy. I get the analogy. You know, I definitely get the.
We do that with a lot of people, though. I mean, y'all know how I feel about some of these cases. We do that with a lot of them. Like the young man who was running from the police.
Yeah.
Running from the police. And I'm supposed to feel sorry for you. No, you ain't nothing but a rookie. I'm not going to feel sorry for you. You know what you're doing, you're running from the police. I mean, come on. That had the same kid, I can't think of his name, had one of them straight bullets that he was shooting, that him and his buddy was shooting, thinking it was all good, had it came down and hit somebody and killed somebody. Somebody could have been coming home from work and caught one of their straight bullets.
Right, right.
Well, they don't think about stuff like that, so no, I don't feel bad. You shouldn't have been doing that. You shouldn't have been running from the police. So it is what it is. I don't believe in making movies look like diamonds.
Right, right, right. Yes, indeed. Hey, but again,
I appreciate that one because, you know, I'm going to be using it.
Yeah, yeah, that's a real saying. That's a bar right there. You know what I'm saying? That's
right,
a bar.
Bar.
But I think a lot of times, in a lot of cases, it be the media playing these cases, because the media, remember, like they did with the Ahmaud Arbery case, they be having information, but they don't put it all out there when they have the information. They wait, you know what I'm saying, and they do this and do that. Same thing, even with the Michael Brown thing. Remember the video from the convenience store? They waited a few days, maybe weeks, before they released that. When they had that video from the jump, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. They don't put all the information out there for the public. They kind of wait and hold and share some things here, share some things there. And the next thing you know, it's a bombshell. Oh, boom. Here's this video. Here's this. You know what I'm saying? So remember, the media does a lot of manipulation. It's propaganda, and they play on the people. And they, you know, they may play it to where, oh, this was a quote-unquote innocent person, but then you realize they may have had a gun or they may have been shooting at the police or anything, information that may come out later. But I believe that they have that information up front and they just withhold it to paint a particular narrative. You know, whatever narrative that is, they'll hold that information until later to paint another narrative. So you just got to be careful with this stuff. And, you know, we don't want to make it about the individual. And we want to keep the focus on the system itself. You know, each individual case is sad and whatnot. These people are victims. But let's focus on everything, you know. Let's focus on how they got in that situation and were able to be killed unjustly, you know, like that, you know. So that's just my thing. That's just Brother Kev thing.
So if you guys were in leadership and you can ban something, what would you guys ban? If you can ban one thing, if you guys were in leadership, president, what would you ban? The one thing.
That's tough. I don't know. That's a loaded question because I don't know. I don't know. I'm gonna say this though. I'm gonna say this because I'm not a real huge gun person. So I think if nobody had guns, why would you want a gun? You know, I think I've asked that question before. So, but I think it's too late to be talking about banning guns, considering the amount of guns in America. But had it been early on where we could have a society where we don't need guns, what do you need guns for? Like, what are you doing? If we have a real functioning society and nobody, guns were not even a thing or were not manufactured on the scale that they are today, you know, I would want to ban guns. Like, we're not bringing them into our society for what? You know what I'm saying? I don't even agree with hunting to a certain degree, because what are you doing hunting an animal for? Oh, it's the thrill of the kill and this and that, and then that leads to you killing people. You know what I'm saying? You killing animals is one thing, but then it leads into killing people. So if I could, you know, go back, I would ban guns altogether, because I know guns for white supremacy is the great equalizer. Without guns, they would not have been able to colonize the world at such a fast rate and how they did. They did that by the use of guns, you know, and superior weapons than what was used, you know, in the old world or whatnot. So I would ban guns. But, you know, that's assuming we could go back before all the guns became available. But now I'm a gun owner because other people have guns. You know what I'm saying? That's the only reason I own a gun, because other people have guns, and I want to protect myself. But other than that, if nobody had a gun, I wouldn't want one. For what?
Right.
But I digress.
So is this strictly something that I would ban, or is this something that I would change, or what?
The question is banned.
Something I would ban.
I would ban violence. I would ban violence if I could. No more violence. I just don't want it. I don't want the smoke. Nowhere.
No smoke. No smoke.
I would ban violence.
Wow.
I know you won't ban football.
Damn. Well, no, that'll never happen. That'll never happen. That's hard. Hilarious. That's something that I would ban. Oh, man, maybe, I probably would ban, and this is in the country, I guess the United States.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah.
I would ban nigger behavior.
Oh my!
That's what I would ban. Nigger behavior. And you can sum that up how you want to sum it up. Nigger behavior is what I would ban.
Yep. Hilarious. Hey, yeah. But some niggas are creative now. Every nigga is a star. You know, some niggas are creative, man. You got to give it.
Now, I tell you something that I would love to change. If I had the power to change one thing, you know, if I was the head of the country and I could change something, I definitely would change all the titles. I would change all the titles. Once you do what you have to do to become an American citizen, that's it. Like, and there wouldn't be no, I'm a black person, I'm a white person. I'm getting rid of all the labels. You're just an American. You're a female American,
right,
you're a male American. That's what I would change. I would ban all the groups and all the different labels and categories. I would ban all that. Once you become a citizen of this country, or if you were born here, that's it. You're just an American. You're a male American, you're a female American. That's that.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, well, I get you.
One other quick thing. One of the callers wanted to know how you guys felt about police who get murdered in the line of duty. What are your thoughts on that? Do you care? Does it bother you? Are you concerned? How do y'all feel about police officers who are killed in the line of duty?
I don't like violence, period.
Right. I mean, I can give two answers. I mean, based on the history of the police and how, you know, historically they have terrorized, in my opinion, the black community, I think some of it's like it goes around, comes around. You know, it's unfortunate in a lot of cases for anybody to get killed. You know what I'm saying? But based on the history and how, you know, black communities are over-policed and over-patrolled and stop and frisk and, you know, drugs being planted on people and things, you know, it's some of it is karma, you know. And then two, it's one of those jobs where that's what you kind of sign up for. You know, anytime any of us leave the house, there's potential we could die or something could happen. But as a police officer, those chances are even more great because you are a police officer. You have, quote unquote, taken that oath to, you know, to protect and serve. And that comes with the territory. You know what I'm saying? And it's unfortunate, again, like right to say, violence is not good on any level, you know, in my opinion. But as a police officer, you do sign up for that. You know what I'm saying? It's just like you can't be a football player and not get no mud on it. Don't get tackled. That's part of the job in a lot of cases. If you know, in that type of precinct or whatnot. But, yeah, that can possibly happen. You can get shot at. You can get shot. You can die, you know, as a police officer. So it's not right. It depends on the circumstances. But, no, it's not right for anybody to be murdered, you know, by a weapon. So that's
okay. All right.
If that makes
sense. Okay, well, let's try to get one more caller. Eric Host, 909-319, call. You're on with Collective Minds Radio. Do you have a question or a comment?
Oh, I just had a comment. I'm calling from California. And
yes, indeed.
The band thing, how about just ban the band?
Ban the band?
Banning things, that's not ban things at all. It's called morals. We have morals.
Okay.
And I'm not much in the gun, but I got a stick next to my door. It says, "You fucked up, good stick."
Wait, I missed that part. What did you say?
I said, I got like a baseball bat next to my door saying, "If you come to my house, you fucked up, good stick."
Right. Right. That's so if nobody had guns, would you still want a gun?
Oh, yeah. Am I allowed to have a gun? Why not? It's my right. I want that taken away from me.
Right, but. Right. I'm saying hypothetically, if no one had a gun, would you still want a gun?
Yeah, why not? Yes.
Okay. I'm just asking the question.
That's a good question. It's a good question. And I like what the other gentleman said about what changing labels. You're damn right. We're all just Americans. This is really
You know what? The census was last year, and I don't think American was one of the boxes. They had black, white, Asian, You know, they had all the, they had about 13 boxes on there, and American was not one of the boxes. So, and we as a people, you know, so we as a people should be able to control what is on the census. If the people are the government, and, you know, we the people, you know, why can't we make these changes? If that's a great idea, we all are in agreement, we should be able to make those changes, I think.
That is wonderful. I like that a lot. Now, there is a box that says other. Y'all could have put American there. Because I didn't see one for old world. I didn't see one for old world, Northern European, American.
Right.
Yeah,
exactly.
I would check that myself. But I like the show. I like what you guys are talking about. And thank you for taking my call.
Yes, indeed.
Okay,
appreciate
the comment from old Cali Lally. All right, all right.
Yes, indeed.
Go ahead.
And just real quick, when we go wrap it up, because somebody made the point that you can take off the labels, but you cannot hide the skin, right? We all are going to see each other no matter what we check on our box, on our marriage certificate, on our license or whatever. No matter what box we check, even if it does say American, we're still going to have to deal with each other face-to-face and have to deal with this person may be a different hue than me. You know what I'm saying? This person may be a different color from me. This person may come from another part of town than me. So I think it may be a little deeper than just changing the labels, but that could be a start. You know, I don't know, but I just wanted to put that out there. That could be a start. But I digress. Appreciate y'all for listening, and I'm going to let, you know, Brother Mufasa and Queen Rigel wrap us up. Right on, y'all.
No problem. Mufasa. Okay, I guess he ran off, so I'd just like to thank everybody. I'll do the thanking myself and thank everybody for tuning in with us. We appreciate everybody. You made some good points. This was a really good conversation. And everybody called in with some, you know, made good points. So we appreciate you. We always appreciate you guys for tuning in with us each and every Sunday. Like always, if you have any show topic ideas, please send us an email at collectiveminds@yahoo.com. You can also follow us on Facebook. You can follow us on Instagram. You can follow us on Twitter. And you can always tune in with us. Tune in with us next Sunday at 6 p.m., 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. Peace. Looking forward to next week.
Yes, indeed. Peace, y'all. Peace.
Collective Minds Radio.
Stand on your square, we on the earth, we about to earn out. Tune in and turn it up to hear what we talking about. Whether it's old or a new point, call in with your viewpoint and add to our collective of colorful perspective. The brothers, word to the mothers of the queens and the kings. We gon' get into some things, dig deep and going deeper, waking up the sleeper. Who we been a peeper? Yeah, your boy done found a keeper. See, we talking.
Okay. Like.